Call order this regularly scheduled trustee meeting of Medina Township. It is June 14th, 7:01 PM. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael.
Here.
Mr. Stopa.
Here.
Mr. Raddus.
Here.
If you would, please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could, please take a moment of silence and think of our military members, both at home and overseas, and our first responders as well. Thank you. First up is supplemental appropriations.
Would be me. I'd like to make a motion to move $7,000 from account number 1000-110-190-000 and put $5,000 into account number 1000-110-590-5900 and $2,000 into account number 1000-130-345-0000 to cover community events. Incorporate this one-page document by record.
Second. What account are they coming from?
The salary line.
So we budgeted for salaries on the high side. We're taking some money we're going to put towards community events. Need a few more dollars in the bicentennial fund to cover some of the costs, and the other stuff's going into.
So the postage for zoning. We're just a little bit short, sure. So I don't want to put us down to.
Anything else? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Next up is accounts payable. This time I'd like to move to accept accounts payable check number 29259 through check number 29296. Total amount is $256,790.49.
Second.
Discussion?
What is that for?
Was there a list left up?
There is, but I
have the list. But what are all these checks for to these places?
The bills for the last couple weeks. The biggest one on here is the paving. So the paving of Hood and Baghdad. That's the $216,000 of it. Anything else? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
To accept payroll check number 24013 through check number 24035. Total amount is $34,286.73 with $6,532.18 being deferred for OPERS, union dues, and health insurance.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
That's a a lot of badges you have. That's awesome. Must have worked hard for that. They don't just give those away, do they? Cool. Approval of May bank reconciliation. This time, I'll move to accept the May bank reconciliation. It is a three-page document dated 6/11/2018 as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Oops. Signed in the date on it.
That's okay.
Purchase orders and training requests?
I have none.
Mark?
Nothing.
How do you like that, Mr. Hood? We're not going to spend so much money this time.
All right.
Because I don't have any either.
That's good.
All right. So we can move on to department head comments. Elaine?
Nothing.
Nothing for Elaine. Chief Arbogast?
I always seem to have a couple things, and I have flyers available. We're moving forward with the Connecting the Dots program, which I talked about last time. We've made arrangements with our good partners over at the Western Reserve Masonic Community. On June 27th, we will have two sessions, one at 10 o'clock in the morning and one at 6:30 at night to roll out the program. I hope all of you attend. I do have some flyers on it. We also have a partner with our Allstate insurance agent over in Victor Drive that's going to supplement some of the printing costs for us. The program and the actual registration is free. And we've got a pretty good response. I guess it was slow news day yesterday, so we ended up on TV5 News. I just happened to run into Bob Jones, and I said, hey, this is coming up. And in 30 minutes, he said, oh, I'm going to have a cameraman out here, so at least it sees the moment. Out of that, I talked to the corporate headquarters, the people that provide us material between 4:30, ran at 4:30 and 5:30. I talked to them about 8:30 last night, and they had 700 hits on their website looking into what this is really all about. So, and I'm sure we'll expand it to other agencies. So we're looking forward to that and make it a little safer community. Again, I have sheets on it I'd like for you to attend. And we'll explain, we'll have demos. We'll have the people from that actually run the company. And like I said, it's a free program. And we hope to roll it out, and it's nationwide roll out over the next several months. And we are the first agency in the state of Ohio to be able to offer this program. I'll let you talk about the 14th event. When we get to that, we also on August 7th, we National Night Out. We're partnering with Medina City, Montville Township, and ourselves with National Night Out. Target is a major sponsor of that program. We will be doing an event at the parking lot at Target, and Target's involved with it. Ring is another co-sponsor with the doorbell people. They may actually send a representative, and I think they're going to bring some demos and actually be able to have drawings for other stuff to give away some of their products. So we will have, we just ordered and got in several hundred fingerprint ID kits for kids' ID and the DNA part of it. So that will be available that night also.
Where is that going to be?
Target.
Target?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a major sponsor, so.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah. They're footing the bill for most of this. So, hey, wherever you want to have it, you can. Also, we had our Safe Communities meeting today, and actually, called the Fatality Review Board. Once a quarter, it's a grant-funded thing that is the educational clickers and tickets, drives over, get pulled over, they're one of the major sponsors on that. The nice thing about it was we had an individual from NOACA, which is the Northern Ohio Regional Planning Coordination Agency, which deals with highway traffic. It was the first time they ever attended one of our events, and of course, one of the three fatalities over the last quarter was very recently on Fenn Road. I was able to talk to a NOACA representative about what I feel some of the issues that were presented by Fenn Road based on the terrain of it, lighting, and everything like that. So hopefully, we may be able to get some help from them versus the people that have turned us down. So at least we're trying to, I guess, push up the pressure, if you will, on that situation. So I believe that's all I have, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
And again, have flyers, pass them around.
Have flyers, we'll send.
Okay.
Now's Aiden's chance, and I don't think he's listening.
We just have to be in Dunny's chair.
It's more important.
That's a shame. I thought Chief Painter was supposed to be here.
He's out of town.
Is he? They must be talking about the next.
Next meeting. He's got his hand up.
Dinosaurs.
All right, under old business, discussion of Hood Road.
So, we had our administrative assistant reach out to some heavy hitters that have all turned us down. He reached out to Medina Soil and Water, Army Corps of Engineers. They all say it's not something that they're interested in. So we got a hold of Andy Conrad. And this afternoon I met with GPD Consultants and Andy Conrad down there. They're going to work up some pricing, some ideas, and then get back to us is the best update I have at this point. Oh, I did have Denny do a traffic study. I'm sorry, you guys got a copy. If anyone wants a copy, we can get some made. But a lot more cars than I thought down at Hood headed to Baghdad. There was a 24-hour study done, and this is both ways, 781 cars passed by, and that's not even during, you know, school year, so.
And I have someone looking at it. They actually looked at it today, but I don't have the report back yet. They hope to have it in the next couple of days, so I'll let you know what happens there. Mike, anything?
Just talking to Matt. Matt's also reached out to a few engineers in regards to what it would cost to do a survey and studying that.
Yeah, not to interrupt, but those were for borings.
Okay.
And after meeting out there today, boring is not really, there's nothing to bore. I mean, that was like $5,000, $6,000 per boring, and this is much more intensified project. It's borings will fix what you have there.
No, I just let Matt know that he does have to continue on that process.
Yeah, they wanted to do a minimum of four of them.
Right.
That's pretty much all the updates we have right now on Hood Road. I know a lot of you folks are here for Hood Road. You're welcome to, you know, we'll have a public comments, unless you didn't want to stick around for the next couple things. Hang in there with us. So.
I have one other thing under old business.
Okay.
I want to bring up. The Remsen building, I don't think any of us have heard back from Creative Housing. I know they're working with our attorneys. There was a 45-day period for them to meet the requirement. That is up on June 25th. I don't know if we want to schedule a meeting, because we don't meet again before then. Do we want to schedule a special meeting for the 20th? We could always cancel. But I'd rather have it and cancel it, you know, if there's some reason to. But I would think on that day we should have an answer one way or another.
I'm fine with scheduling a meeting. I won't be available till about 8 or 8:30 that night.
Fine. I mean, I'll just make a motion to schedule a special meeting for June 25th, we'll say 8:30. Does that work with you, Mike?
Yeah, that's fine. PM though.
Yes, PM.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye. Is it necessary that we approve it that day?
Don't know. I just want to make sure we're up to speed. I mean, if something has to go one way or another, we'll have hopefully all the information at that point.
Did it say by the close of business or by the end of the day?
We'll have to look. I mean, I don't know if it's specified. It just said 45 days after, so that would be that day.
Anything else under old business?
Just update in regards to the bicentennial. We're moving forward July 14th, 1-5 at Blakesley. Tent company, we've already secured a tent and some tables and chairs for the event. Working with chief and committee in regards to the food and all that. We have that pretty much set up. Face painter, balloon people. We're looking at a car show. Chief's working on that angle there. Sounds like we're pretty much good with the car show and that.
Creative Housing's
going to have a
big community and health department.
Yep. So we have quite a bit of different companies, you know, stepping up to the plate and bringing different things out, information-wise and demonstrations and that too. So.
All right. Under new business, resolution to install a two-way stop sign at Remsen and Huffman. I'll move to put forth the following resolution, number 0614-2018-012, to install a permanent two-way stop sign on Remsen Road westbound at Huffman Road.
Sorry. Oh, I think I got you.
Ty goes to the runner. Which one of you has ran last?
That's me.
Discussion?
This is
why is the need for that? I mean, I live on Remsen Road. I drive that way all the way.
There was one there for a while. There was one temporarily there.
It said warning, something.
Yield.
Yield.
To oncoming traffic.
Part of this is in regards to Denny's doing his, he's going to be working on the culvert net over there. For safety concerns, the county engineers recommended, you know, the stop signs and that, put the hill and everything like that where he's working. This way it'll slow the traffic down once they come up and over the hill a little bit more. And talking to Denny, there was a stop sign there a while ago when they did the last road work over there. It was taken down after. The county engineers then recommended maybe looking at putting it back up as a permanent thing.
You say you live on Remsen Road,
mm-hmm.
And you don't
I
see
do
that
too.
Necessary?
And I drive, I mean, I get kids that go, I drive Huffman all the time too. I don't feel like there's, like I've never had to sit there and wait like I do to turn onto Route 3 off of,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a more deadly intersection.
What are your thoughts?
I'm going to take the road department supervisor's recommendation. My thought.
Yeah, I've lived there for 14 years, and I drive that road 5 days a week.
Mike.
Talking to Denny, I mean, he believes it's something that's necessary over there.
My concern is that hill coming up is so steep.
Absolutely. I mean, but at some point, you know, people's time is also, I don't know, I'd like to know how many accidents have been there. We don't have those numbers.
If you
wanted the table, we can get that data for you, but I wasn't asking.
I would rather before we voted on it, unless you guys are certain that that's what you want to do.
This is a stop sign heading west, not heading, you won't have one heading east going up.
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
Robin
Gray, 4074 Remsen Road. So I've lived on Remsen Road for 24 years, and I live at the bottom of the hill. And so there's been major car accidents in front of my house because they can't see when you come off the top of that hill the oncoming cars that are coming. And they drive very fast. I mean, they're not driving the speed limit. They are just...
Something that would have been corrected perhaps by the stop sign?
You know, Jim was just saying, I was wondering, I don't know, I'm not a traffic specialist. I have nothing, I don't know anything about that, but I will tell you, they drive very fast down Remsen Road. And even walking, you know...
So this, I mean, I guess I'm asking you, this accident that you're speaking about, is that something that would have been, you know, they might have slowed down because they were stopped, or are we talking about going the other way?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know where you live, I'm sorry, I don't.
I live like five houses past the stop sign at the base of the hill, so...
So west of Puffin?
Yeah. They just drive very, very fast, so... I don't know if the stop sign would help slow them down. I don't know.
Chief, do you have an opinion?
Which, I don't recall having a permit. Like I said, I can get the actual stats no matter who took the report over the last, usually they go back 5 years to determine, or even some of the studies that they do on speed or stop signs or anything. So if the county engineer had recommended it, that's probably out of their traffic engineering department. So I've unfortunately wasn't involved in any true suggestions about it, so I'm not also sure what the dialogue was. But on the accident side, I can be more than happy, and I can get, and before the next trustees meeting, the number of accidents over the last 5 years at that intersection, or we could go out within, with GPS in, on our accident reports, we put the exact GPS location of every accident, so we can go from a particular location to another location by GPS coordinates and get you a range from either at the stop sign or quarter mile each way, so whatever you want. I can get that data, I just don't have it right now.
And who, does someone have the county engineer's report?
I do not.
Who?
I don't, this is what I was talking to Denny. Denny's made it sound like this was up once before, and the county asked in regards to why it was taken down originally. It had something to do with previous work that was done on that road. I think Denny wants to put the stop signs back up again because of where this culvert's being replaced. This way it'll slow the people coming down, you know, down that road while they're working too, as a safety precaution. And I think he just then wants to leave it permanent to keep the rate of speed down to going down that street.
I mean, it makes sense while they're working on it for sure, but the permanent, I would like to have the information about the accidents.
And Jenny's not here to, you know, exactly what.
You just said what I was thinking.
I mean, if we get, if we had that and the engineer's report in front of us where we can say, yeah, Diana?
I live by the things. The one accident, last one I remember, was one car, and that was a guy that was coming north on a Huffman who blew stop signs, so that stop sign would make a difference. I just think it would be confusing having to wait a one each way.
Okay, the motion is on the table, so let's have a roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
No.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
I'll move to close Remsen Road between Thomas Lincoln and Huffman Road for 14 days beginning June 18th for culvert repair.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye. I got one more thing. We got this today.
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion. I don't even know if we need a motion. I'd like to ask the board's approval to have Matt look into a policy for employees. Being as medical marijuana is now legal in Ohio, how we would address that with employees. I mean, obviously I have my feelings you know, people probably should not come to work intoxicated, but since we have nothing in place, we probably should get something written on the books.
Yeah, let's have them investigated.
Do we need a motion for that, or just...
I don't think so.
Celia, could you take a note for that for Matt, and I'll follow up with him as well, to look into a policy for that?
Okay.
Thank you.
And this is just waiving the...
The right to, you don't need a, you don't need a public hearing on it. It's for, I can't remember what the name of the place is. Trey Petrellis, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a change in the board of directors and who acted on it.
Right, so you don't, you know... They asked if you want a public hearing.
Do you see a need for a public hearing?
No, we already did backgrounds. We just got that in today or yesterday.
It just came in today.
In that case, I'll move to forego the need of a public hearing and in this liquor license process for Ayala. My Spanish is not good. Brothers, I don't know. Ayala Brothers? LLC?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Angela, I believe you need to sign that one.
That just came as a document, so I...
That's not long to... I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
So the floor is open for public comment. Anyone that has anything that they'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. I'm sorry, I see a lot of hands. The guy in the back was the first gentleman.
Thank you, sir. My name is Ron Sasalco, 3995 Rivendale. I'm also the secretary of Rivendale Homeowners Association. I'm represented by a number of our residents. As you're probably aware, we had the unfortunate tragic accident last week. And a number of us, there's been concerns. I recently put out a homeowner survey to the residents, and this was also cited as one of the main concerns. So what we wanted to do is come together and see what can, where can we go, what could be done to evaluate the hill and that intersection to make it safer.
I'm sorry, sir. What was your name?
Ron Pisalko, P-I-S-C-A-L-K-O.
Ron, the best answer that I can give you right now is that the process involved, first of all, that's a county road, so the process would be to get the county involved. I will tell you that they've been pretty reluctant to allow us to put a light right even out here. So, unfortunately, I'm not very hopeful, but we'll be glad. I mean, I'd be glad or in favor of having the county look at it.
How would we, two questions. One, how can we go about it? I understand and appreciate the point of view that you gave, but possibly you could coach us, not now, but if we got together, of how maybe we bring the residents together, if there's something that we can do to try to maybe exert some influence, or I'll just take your guidance. Maybe there's nothing we can do, maybe there's something.
What I would suggest is, and it sounds like at least two of us, are you on board?
Yeah.
This board will present a letter to the county asking them to look into it. You know, whether that's a reduction in speed, I don't know what else is possible right there.
Hillbox View.
The Hillbox, okay.
You know, let's get down to the basics.
A sign, I don't know. Aside from that, you know, if you went to a county commissioner's meeting, since it is their road, maybe that would help. I don't know beyond that what to suggest.
Yeah, it sounds like Chief's already got a little headway, which is great because we've never gotten any.
This is the first time I've ever met a representative from NOACO that came to our meeting today. She's brand new, and she's all fired up to get involved. So give me your name, and what we might want to do as a suggestion is to try to get the WACA and the county, or, you know, county engineers or somebody representing the county together, because because one of the concerns that we expressed to her is that dip. And when you were looking at, and those of you who were down at that accident, or saw the accident, one of the concerns, and we had a reconstruction team out from the State Highway Patrol, and one of their measurements is, if you notice, if you really look at that terrain, it comes down, there's a dip, and it comes back up. It's small, but we're looking at, and it's still under investigation, so this is sort of a broad-based, non, you know, into the report, but there's a possibility at where that, if you look at where they dumped the motorcycle, that there's a possibility when that truck started to pull out, there was an obstructed view because of that little dip.
Correct.
That's what I tried to address with NOAACA, because there's some money stuff that's supposed to be available. Like I said, I've never met this person before. I've never dealt with them before, but she came to our meeting today with, it's a countywide group, and she's willing to work with it, and we address that. Is, hey, you want something to look at, I've got a road. So
thank you very much. I'll definitely give you my name, because I'm not an expert, and I really have no idea what really could be done. It's tough, because every one of those intersections is a different reflective point. Mm-hmm. When you're coming out of Rivendell and going left, it's hard to see the right hill. When you're you get the idea. Right, the idea. Right. So we need some experts.
Right. And we do run radar on Finn Road with the, you know, limited resources. As a side note to look at, we also have to address stupidity of drivers. I hate to say it that way, but if you notice, the kid that was killed worked for Pat O'Brien.
Yeah.
They're going to do some type of event, but which is very typical. Kids, when kids get killed, they sort of congregate. Well, first of all, we had kids out there.
Yes.
That were almost in the road. So one of my officers went down and was talking to him. While he was talking to him, a motorcycle went off at a high rate of speed. Fortunately, I had another car that was coming down to, you know, talk to kids with him, and the guy, my other officer, clocked the motorcycle at over 80 miles an hour coming up this road. He, what we call, did a flip on him, and by the time he turned around, the motorcycle was gone. And I look at, when we look at pursuits, you have to do it cautiously, because I didn't want two people killed in the same 24-48-hour period because I got some idiot that's trying to go 80 miles an hour up this road. But we do try to monitor it as best we can.
I understand. Thank you.
Well, okay. I believe the residents that live in that area understand the intersection.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind, your name and address for the record.
Sorry. John Totino at 3977 Rivendell.
Thanks, John.
No, sorry. So us, who live there, we understand the caution area of, mm-hmm. of that hill intersection. Unfortunately, the people that drive by that know the area,
right.
they don't know what to expect going
right.
up and down.
Absolutely.
And so if we had some type of a signage that said, you know.
Well, one of the signs we did get up, because we had a while back with people passing school buses, and we tried to follow school buses.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of helped. I don't know if you noticed going up Finn Road, there's now a school bus stop sign, because again, the terrain of that thing, when you're coming up the bus stop, but you're coming up at 40, even legal speed, and all of a sudden you see a bus stop, you know, and of course then we had problems with people, I don't want to wait to pass it, but we can talk to the county engineer. Is there something else we can do sign-wise that might do something, so.
Like a warning sign.
Yeah,
something
so
for both
we would be happy to do that, and if we put a yeah. meeting, though, like I said, I was, cautiously hopeful when you're dealing with that state agency. So
I believe also cutting back the grass on the Penn Road.
Yeah, and
it's not so tall up to the edge.
Okay.
That we can see coming out of our intersection as to if there's a car down there coming up the hill.
So I will give me your name and I'll work with to try to keep you up to date.
Okay, thank you.
It's not an overnight process, but like I said, I left out today and went to a meeting that was productive.
Great suggestions, too. Celia, if you would compose a letter that, you know, articulates that given the tragic accident, we'd like them to look at what's going on, especially in that section of Fenn Road.
Thank you.
And I'll call the county and tell them to cut the grass.
There you go.
That, too. Yeah. She's going to call the county and ask them to cut the grass.
I think we did already.
Yeah. But, and again, Ron Pasalco, if you also, it, the concerns of all the residents that are in Rivendell now that have expressed on just the general danger or risk of the area.
Yes, you might mention in the letter that there were multiple, plenty of residents representing the area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would suggest that each one of you...
Ask him, did he say he was on the board?
Yeah. Homeowners, Ron, you were the vice president of the homeowners?
Secretary.
Secretary of the homeowners association.
Can I get his phone number after?
She wants your phone number, Ron, I don't know. I'm just playing telephone here.
Understood.
Why are you turning red, Celia?
That's just a reflection of my shirt. I'm too old for this, please.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Jim Trainer, 4004 Remsen. I was looking on the sheet. I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes late. It says you guys are going to want to put a stop sign at Remsen and Upton.
Yes.
Can I ask you why you want to do that, especially on a steep hill like that? And if I remember correctly, a few years ago this came up, and the chief did a study on it. And it would be, I thought it would be unsafe being having a stop sign at the top of that steep hill.
There's not one going to be at the stop. It's going to be headed west.
Just one west?
The yield sign is down, I guess.
You're going to take the yield side down
and
put a stop sign. So there won't be one going the other way, correct?
Coming up the hill, there will not
be. It's going to be kind of dangerous to put a stop sign at the top of the steep hill.
You won't see it.
I really don't think it's necessary to have a stop sign there. I think you should do a study on it.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Bill Osmond, 3670 Hamilton Road. For that culvert work on Remsen, was there additional right-of-way required to do that?
Yes. Denny said he got what was needed paperwork-wise, that he was able to move forward with the project.
So that's going to be a permanent extra right-of-way, or is that just work rights?
That I couldn't tell you. All I know is Denny said he did get the right-of-way permits that he needed for the project to continue forward.
Because I know one of the, that's a slaughter property, correct?
I think so.
It was a very, that was that part of the negotiation for the additional right-of-way, do you know?
I don't know. Then just basically talking to Denny just said he did get the right-of-way permits he needed to be able to go ahead with the project starting on Monday. And
okay, because he was a very vocal advocate of the stop sign there. So.
Okay, yeah, and I don't know, and Denny's not here to answer.
Right.
That's just not what he told me over the phone.
Thank you.
Can I ask what led to that, to the Supertrain of 4004 Remsen? Can I ask what led to putting a stop sign, a request for a stop sign?
I spoke with Denny and he recommended it go back up for the project. He said it was there for another project and it worked out well, and it was his recommendation. He said that the county actually recommended it at one point.
Do you have that recommendation?
I do not. I was going on Denny's word.
I'd like to see that recommendation before you guys do that. I think a study should be done before.
It's already done, but.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, John Bassalone, 4971 Shady Brook Run. I'd like to compliment the chief on the positive publicity that Medina Township had on Channel 5.
Thank you.
You look very good on television.
No, I don't.
And the fact that our little burg here is the first police force in the state to do this program is the kind of publicity that this community should have, rather than what we've had over the last couple years where people kind of make fun out of our community. The other comment I would like to make is one way to slow traffic down, if you've ever been on Reagan Road, people go 25 miles an hour. If you've ever been through Northfield on Route 82, people go 25 miles an hour, is because the cops are out there periodically given tickets, and a street or a road gets a reputation of being patrolled, and that will do more to slow traffic down than a sign or whatever. If station someone out there, chief, for a week or two and write up some tickets and periodically have someone there, if you can. I mean, I know you're...
Well, the nice thing about, we now have e-site, which, number one,
yeah,
makes it quicker, because yeah, I can site you in very quickly. We have swipe card readers. We swipe it in, it's all electronic, and we print out a ticket, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
The better thing about this, the quick process, it also allows me to get more statistics. I can tell you when an officer is running radar, because we call out, I can track when and where they do in selective enforcement, we'll call it, or traffic control. And also I can look at now, because of new technology, is exactly where the tickets are written and what have you. So I will be able to start looking at that. And one of the things that I'm looking at that I'll probably approach the trustees when they say any purchase order request. We had a traffic trailer that we monitored, and it gives me all sorts of data so I could be there when people are speeding. It tracks all this stuff. Technology's got a little bit cheaper. We had a very limited traffic thing that cost $6,000-$7,000 when I first started here. The technology is cheaper we can do better for about $3,000. And that's another thing I'm looking at, where we put up the ones that you see where it actually shows you your speed. It's also proof to slow people down. Also, it collects data that I can go in and say, okay, between this time and this time is when I need to put officers out there, so I can utilize that better. So shortly, I may be coming to the trustee and say, it's about $3,000. I'm looking at several different systems, but a little mature.
We raised the taxes for the safety department, which gave you more money. So maybe there's money in there now with the recently increased taxes to cover something like that.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm looking for the best and cheapest product that does what we need to do. So,
and one last comment. Since I complimented you, I don't want a ticket if you catch me going down that street.
And I would suggest that you don't speed.
Thank you, sir.
Gary Beeney, 3803 Hamilton Road. If you're going to get one of those, you better get a few of them, because you're going to push traffic over the Remsen and the Hamilton Road. You slow traffic down on
We're Fenn. Over, what is it, 3,000 or 4,000 block of Hamilton, and we try to spread it out. You know, just like...
I'll have more trucks on Hamilton if you slow them down on Fenn.
Yeah, and there may be a change in the law that we can do something more with trucks. Yes, I'm talking to him, Ms. Moran, about, so I'm working on a lot of things, but government is slow, and I'm slower than they are, so, but we'll work on it.
About who drove here? Oh, Dan Hoffman, 4025 Mercy Road. About who drove? I just wonder who's responsible for the cost of the rear brake repair.
For what repair?
The rear brake.
The rear brake?
Is that part of it?
It's one possibility. It would be on us. I reached out to the Army Corps of Engineers. They said they didn't even want to touch it. But you can look, our road's actually hovering above in spots.
Right. They think the road's causing you a break.
In some spots, it is washed from up above. It probably should have been curbed, was the recommendation I heard today, and it wasn't. So that water that runs down Hood Road has found ways to, and you know, found its favorite spots to run off and erode from the top down. Plus the erosion from underneath has caused the problem. It's kind of both together.
So we have paid for it.
As of now, I mean, I've had Matt working on it. He's reached out to every agency I can think of, and if anyone else can think of anybody else, we're more than willing to take any recommendations. But we've gotten turned down from everybody so far.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Adam Krause, 3552 Huffman Road. A couple things. What's going on with the other fire station? I noticed the scaffold's still up.
It was back and forth with the insurance a little bit, but yep.
we're still working on it. We're waiting for the insurance companies. There's a discrepancy. There's a thing called sovereign immunity. One insurance company decided to take it on the other insurance company. So we're working on as to who's supposed to be paying for it. The city's ultimately going to be responsible for it. They're working with their insurance company right now to find out if they're going to cover it or if it's going to be on the city to cover it out of their pocket.
Okay, as long as it doesn't go back on us.
That was the thing. There was a problem. It was looking like it was going to come back on us. We're working in the process. Because of the contract, it's kind of an unusual situation.
The good contract?
Because
in this case, it actually does cover us.
It covers us.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
I guess just a comment on the stop sign for Renson Road. Anybody that thinks you can't stop for 10 seconds and somebody's life is saved, you're being foolish. It's that simple.
Thank you.
I travel that all the time. I live right there on Huffman Road and I always stop. I mean, I come to a stop and turn on to Huffman, but it's going to take 10 seconds of your time out of every day. One other thing, we may want to look, especially for across from Thomas Lincoln there, they had a 25 mile an hour sign when we had Route 3 closed, and it didn't do anything. People were still going 40 miles an hour, so maybe a Hill Blocks View sign. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I don't notice every sign that I see on the road, and I can guarantee everybody in here besides the chief doesn't either. I just think a Hill Blocks View sign is kind of, it's a good idea, but I really don't think it's going to slow anybody down at all. Obviously, the 25 mile an hour sign out here didn't.
Some of us don't agree with that.
It may do something. It's better than nothing.
One that's
it's
big enough to see.
Right.
Flashing.
It's definitely better than nothing. I agree with that. I'm just saying there may be better options than just a sign.
The research that I'm looking at with the sign that also tracks, you know, that shows how fast you're going and the postage speed limit, those have a tendency, research-wise, and of course it's from the company that makes them, but they do slow people down. That 25 mile an hour sign that they put up there is a non-enforceable sign to begin with. So I couldn't legally stop somebody from doing, you know, going over 25. That was not an enforceable sign. So.
Yeah, I mean, they've got that one there on River Styx that shows in Montville.
We're looking at something very similar.
Yeah,
to that.
I'll be honest. Every time I see those, if I'm going a mile over the speed limit, I always slow down, chief. Always.
No, it seems the research
is. I never been passing to see how fast I can go.
And that one is movable, and that's probably what we'd start with, is moving around. I know we have some down in your development because of the issues that we had, but these are a little higher tech, and they actually then can track. The big point is that they can track when people are speeding, so I can be there when they are. So.
Anyone else?
Robin Gray, 4074 Remsen Road. You know, when the land was sold on Route 3 to the county, right there off of I-71, it was sold to the park district.
I remember being in the paper, yeah.
What about?
Well, there seems to be a lot of signs up for sale of land.
I thought the park bought one quarter of it.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
I thought they bought the south side.
Yeah, the one. Side.
So they didn't buy it all.
I don't think so.
Just part of it.
I see.
The one side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, one other thing real quick. Adam Krause, 3552 Huffman Road. We own as a township that lot right next door across with all the grass, correct? No?
No.
No.
Okay. Is there anything
we
can
do?
Go ahead.
It would be cut.
I kind of figured that, but is there anything we can do? Because when you actually come up Huffman this way, you can't see what, in a truck it's fine, but in a car, you really can't see what's coming. Is there any way we can do something to get whoever owns that to cut the grass at least a couple feet back? It would be great.
Will you send them a letter asking them to cut it, Elaine?
I think he's talking zoning now.
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
Sure.
It may be because it's a safety issue, and we could look also at the right-of-way is, I think, 60 feet from the center point. So that should give you a little bit, and I guess we could theoretically, I'm not giving you an absolute, but we could be able to go down and mow it, and the cost that mowing could then be charged back to the homeowner.
Okay, that'd be great.
But that's, I'm not saying as an authority on that, that's.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Tom Crew, 3756 Fed Road. Most of the intersections we have here, the same problem. High weeds, grass, Baghdad Road and Granger. It's hard to see traffic coming up the hill from Baghdad to turn left onto Granger.
We can talk. Yeah, we can maintain our roads, but the county roads, we can write letters. Denny's, we actually hired a guy for part-time for the summer to do our roadside mowing, so we're not taking away from our other guys. So I know our township roads are getting done, but if you have, like, general issues, I mean, we can have Celia send letters and phone calls.
And while I have the floor, we've been talking about Hood Road, Huffman Road, Brunson Road, Fenn Road, Thomas Lincoln Highway, Parkway. Let's face it, fellas, these roads were put in over 100 years ago. And the number of people who have moved into the township in the last 150 years is phenomenal. But yet we're still using the same roads. We're allowing developments to bring roads in willy-nilly onto existing county and township roads. Let's buck up, put in some new roads, and tell these developments they can't just pull a road out onto a township road or a county road. It's just common sense. These roads will only take so much traffic, and the traffic is way over what they'll take.
I don't disagree with you. Unfortunately, a lot of these that we're talking about are like Fenn Road, which are county roads, so.
Yeah,
but
exactly. And we have no control over where we should have.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they just need to be more diligent about it. Anyone else?
I got a question. What do you guys? Service project?
Communication merit badge.
Gotcha. Figured I'd ask.
Do you have any questions? Mike likes to answer questions. You can ask him anything.
Don't say anything.
Ask Angela something. That's right. No one else? All right, I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddatz?
Aye.
Anything else, Mike?
No, just one thing. This came on an email. I'm going to send Matt to it. It's an educational session. It talks about opportunities for grants for infrastructure and federal tax reform on local governments. But when I saw grants for infrastructure, I thought maybe something, at least to some do, see
sure.
What's out there.
Sounds good to me. Mark?
No, I'm good.
Angela? Celia? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Roll call?
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddatz?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:55 p.m. Thank you for coming.